Agents Podcast.
Today's episode is brought to you by ZBuyer. ZBuyer offers an unparalleled home buyer and seller lead generation service. It's made by realtors for realtors. Since 2003, ZBuyer has been continually perfecting state-of-the-art lead generation pathways. And ZBuyer brings motivated home buyers and sellers to your virtual doorstep. So visit zbuyer.com/LCA to see how ZBuyer can help you close more deals in 2023.
Most of you have heard me say, and if you haven't, you're living under a rock and not following me, say that you should have a one-stop shop website that you're posting on all of your socials. Also, arguably, something that you should be sharing when you're at events, when you're with new customers. There's a number of ways that you could be using it. And I'm not talking about your real estate website. I'm talking about a site that takes them to a place where they get links, where they have all the links to everything that is about you, whether it's your socials, whether it's your website, whether it's if you have a rental place, Airbnb, literally the sky's the limit. You've heard of platforms like Linktree and Beacons, because that's what we've talked about. I've stumbled upon a platform that is way better. I mean, way better. I literally had a conversation with an agent yesterday who was telling me how they were struggling to set up their Beacons page. And I had to jump on a call to walk them through it. Fast forward a day later, I'm having a conversation with Alex Montalenti, who's our guest today. He is the founder of Real Grader, but specifically today we're going to talk about Instacard, which is a platform that is exactly like Beacons and Linktree, but I'm going to tell you right now, folks, it is way, way better, and we're actually going to show you. But before we get there, welcome to the show, Alex, and I'm glad to have you here, man.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here. Love
likewise,
that.
Likewise, man. I'm glad we did this. Alex and I met, I think through mutual friends, maybe Tristan, probably about a year ago, actually. And now we've been at the same events. You're coming to SocialCon. So for those of you that are listening after or before this comes, Alex will be there. So if you'll be there, he will be on stage and have a booth. So that we're excited for that. So Alex, I've kind of teased what this is going to be about, but I also mentioned two different companies and we're going to focus on one today. Tell our audience who the hell you are and what kind of led you to where you are today. Tell us your story.
My mom was in the industry. She was doing real estate. She is the super entrepreneur, super real estate entrepreneur, because she started from nothing. She came from Romania and her family was well-to-do there. But then during communism, they took away their house, took away their business, and she had to come to America and start over, basically. Fortunately, she got her real estate license, started doing rentals in Queens, New York, then got into residential real estate. And she, single mom, paying the mortgage for me and my brother, raising us. And I come home from college in 1999, and she's just there with manila folders and listings and MapQuest printouts, and she's having trouble putting the listings into the computer. So I started helping my mom with just data entry for her real estate business. And then next thing you know, I'm helping her with digital marketing. Next thing I know, I'm doing social media for realtors and websites for realtors. Fast forward 23 years later, I'm still here because realtors are still struggling with technology, right? 48% of realtors say keeping up with technology is their biggest challenge. So that's really how I got started in all this, is my mom dragged me into it and I never left. So I'm still here.
So you decided, did you ever sell real estate or did you just go straight to the tech side?
I got my license when my mom was doing real estate. I did a little bit in New York. Then I got my license in Florida just to kind of keep abreast of the market and understand how realtors work. I've done my own transactions start to finish, even virtually. So I know how all that works. And but I really saw the value that I bring to the world is making technology easy for real estate.
That's awesome. So where did that start? Where did that journey begin for you?
Oh boy, that goes way back. So in college, I was at the University of Vermont and I signed up for this class called Entrepreneurship 101. This guy gets in front of the room and he's like, listen, it's a rough journey. He's like, you may lose your wife, you may lose your family, you may lose your house, but if you're up for it, entrepreneurship is a great way to live. I'm like, sounds pretty rough, but I'll do it anyway. So I wrote a business plan for a local website for the University of Vermont. This was in 1998. and we actually built it. It was called discoverburlington.com. We plastered it all over the college and the university. And on this website, it became like your local website for everything in the town. Restaurants, pizza, discounts. And then we put all the restaurants online with e-fax orders. People, it was basically Uber Eats in 1998, way before its time. And that's really where I got into all this techie stuff and building websites. Then I realized nobody has a website, can't even connect to anything. We've got to build websites for people now. So we created a company called Burlington Internet Company back in 1998 and 99, 2000.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I bet you wish you had started Uber Eats, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So then what led you to where you are today?
So I've always been in the industry, like looking at what are realtors dealing with, because they would come to me with their challenges. So first it was, I want to be on the top of the search engines in the year 2000. Build me a website that's going to rank page one. So we did that. We were like top ranking websites in Long Island, New York, first IDX website company. Then they're like, okay, that's great, but what else can you do? Google AdWords. So we got into Google AdWords and ranking people there. Then we saw that social media came on the market, and we created a company called Get Social Branding, like way back. And we were doing custom Twitter URLs, custom YouTube channels, custom Facebook pages for realtors. Again, ahead of its time, people were like, yeah, it's great, but nobody's really using it yet. And then we saw listing syndication. We were doing these websites and they're like, can you put my listings on Zillow, on PropBot, on Home Whatever, all these real estate portals that came out, did listing syndication, created a company called submityourlistings.com. That thing took off in the press, but we couldn't keep up with the flow. We were kids out of a garage, you know? So I kept looking at it. And then in 2018, my business partner and I said, what's the biggest problem that realtors have? Okay, it's keeping up with technology. How can we solve that? Right, let's measure how they're doing online. So we built a platform, a software that measures 181 data points and tells you how you're doing online on Google, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, Realtor, Zillow, Homes.com. And then they're like, okay, we suck online. Can you fix it, Alex? So we built a company to fix it for them, because the biggest thing I learned is realtors don't love dashboards. Like, they like done-for-you solutions. Mm-hmm. So we built it for them. And then they go, well, now how do I share it? How do I share all this amazing stuff you did? And I'm like, well, we could build you a website. We know how to do that. And then the light bulb went off and it said, wait, websites are kind of getting old school. People just want to get to the main juicy stuff of your website. So what if we present it in the form of a digital card? And we call that the Instacart, because it instantly provides you that information. It instantly connects. So like you see on my screen, for those of you on screen and those of you listening, it's basically like, instead of me handing you a paper card and 88% of paper cards go in the garbage in less than 2 weeks, instead of you taking a picture of that card and trying to scan it into your phone as a contact, I just text you or I QR code you my digital card and boom, you click a button and my info is saved in your phone. So I was like, boom, that's it. And then that thing went viral. Ryan Serhan used it. All these Douglas Elliman agents started using it. And then we started getting requests even from other industries. And now we're nationwide. And the National Association of Realtors has invested in us and said they want to help us bring this nationwide to all the MLSs.
It's crazy. I want to go back to that stat. You said 88% of business cards end up in the trash. And I'd say the other 12% end up lost on your desk. I would say 100%. Okay, I'll give it 99.9% of business cards are trash. And if you're still carrying around business cards, unless you're like my 19-year-old daughter who's new to real estate, and there's just that mystique of having a business card, it's a waste of time and money and resources and trees. So stop using business cards. I love that, man.
It's not effective, right? Like I've been to so many trade shows, and I'm sure you have, and I come home with bags of business cards. And now what do I got to do? It's homework. I got to scan these things in. I hope the scanner works good. Now what do I do with it? Versus like instantly exchange the info, click a button and done. And then forget about, like, I'm the type of guy where I'll print a business, like back in the day, I'll print a business card and 3 months later, I want to change it.
Yeah.
And print a new one. Why not dynamically change that on a digital card?
Yeah.
Like instantly.
Yep. And you're advanced when you say you came home with bags of cards and you want to scan them, because there's a lot of agents that are probably listening thinking, oh gosh, I have to manually enter them. I mean, what the hell? Yeah, I totally agree with you, man. So you created Instacart. Now, were you at the time that you did this, what was the players in the market? Because I feel like Linktree was first to market. That's just my guess. And then there's been a whole slew of other options that have come after it. But how do you remember that? Or where were you in that timeline?
So in 2019 is when we launched it. There was really nobody doing it. It was so new. Like I remember we set up shop at a real estate conference, Douglas Elliman, and we started making them on the spot, like on the computers. And someone would come over and be like, hey, I didn't bring cards to the show. I heard you guys have digital cards. We're like, yeah, boom, here's your digital card.
That's great.
And that still happens to us today. We were at Keller Williams family reunion, same deal. Person comes up, I don't have cards. Can you help me out? We're like, yeah, here we go. Boom, made you a card.
That's why Instacart came. That's where the name came from, I guess. Right. Huh?
That was part of it, yeah. And we kept getting these requests. And then we started obviously doing the research. We're like, who's out there that's doing this? Yes, Linktree is doing kind of a form of a digital page that's linked from an Instagram account generally. And then there was a company called SavvyCard out there, but it wasn't like as dynamic as we were thinking. Then later companies that we saw, maybe they were sooner, but you know how reticular activation system works. Once you get your sights on, it starts popping up all over the place. So then we saw Popple, then we saw Blink, then we saw, you know, who else is out there? Hello Card, you know, Blue Card. There's like all these cards out there, but we're the only ones that actually have totally customizable interface, like totally customizable video display. I don't know any digital card provider out there, period, that has a digital video that can play in the background. So you imagine you're a luxury agent, you text somebody your digital card, and there's a video playing of you walking around.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's pretty sick.
Yeah. Yeah, and not only that, it has the appearance of a website on, and most of these are built for web use or for mobile use only. Yours, if you open it up on a computer, will give the appearance of a website. So it covers that as well. And God, the cost, if you're an agent and you built a website, you know that at minimum, you're probably spending $3,000. And that's for a very primitive website. And this covers those bases.
Yeah. I mean, we come from 21 years of building websites. So when we were building this digital card, we were like, okay, it also has to be desktop responsive. Because what if somebody emails it to you? Or it's on your email signature, like download my digital card, and they click on it, boom, it's got open full screen. The providers that we saw were opening it like 1/10 of the screen and like showing it as a mobile on desktop. And I'm like, nah, that doesn't work. So now we were like, yo, what if you have a video playing when you open the website? And I mean, this is a fraction of the cost of a website. I mean, to me, I think this is gonna replace websites, but you know, I'm just saying.
I would agree 100%. Well, let me reiterate too, because we're gonna dive in. So for those of you listening, we're gonna walk you through this as though you're listening to it on the radio, because if you're listening to the play-by-play of the ball game, for those of you that want to watch this, go check out this video on YouTube, so you can see the screen share that Alex is gonna take us down here in a second. But the one thing, Alex, that I think a lot of agents or just professionals in general, and obviously we're talking to mainly real estate agents, this is going to broadcast for our Lab Code agents, so our LCA community, but also our Drunk on Social community. So both are listening, and that's majority realtors. As you all know, when you're thinking about your Facebook, Instagram, TikTok bio, right? The profile. You know what happens, folks. Like if you put out a post and it's profound, people click on your bio to go stalk you. First thing they see is your bio. So that's got to be solid, right? You want to use some emojis. You want to kind of display real quickly who you are. So they'll decide if they want to follow you. But included in that bio needs to be a link. And here's my advice. If you put a link on your socials to your real estate website, it's very clear that it's a real estate website, you're announcing to that potential follower, I'm going to try to sell you something. I'm going to pull you into my web, and then I'm just going to vomit my business to you. And let me tell you how many consumers are going to click that link. Like none. basically, unless they're literally searching for a home. So my suggestion is they have one of these links that is non-in your face, not invasive, and it allows them the opportunity to go now peruse your socials, to peruse any websites you want to give them. It doesn't matter, like anything. Again, the sky's the limit. And so, Alex, let's dive in. Let's maybe do a screen share and kind of walk the audience through, because the other thing I'm going to say here, and I'm not saying this, I'm saying this as a consumer now. Alex and I, we started talking about this a year ago, and it's taken until now for me to actually get one. So shame on me. But once he started to show me the back end, I was like, oh my God, this is so much more intuitive. This is so much easier to set up. The buttons are so much simpler, but yet it's so much more advanced on what you receive. So I want to start sharing your screen and kind of walk them through. Yeah. What do you want to add first?
I just want to add that I'll add two things. So it's like when somebody clicks on your website, most of the time, and I come from a background of websites, 80% of real estate websites don't even have a lead capture form. So you're really just sending them to a website to go browse whatever they want to browse. And most realtors out there have websites that have way too many navigation links, way too much information. People just want to go in and get some information as quick as possible and get out of there, right? With a digital card or with what we're presenting, when they click on it, they have an option to put in their information. So they're capturing the other person's information. And it's an opt-in or opt-out. Like they can close it and not give you their information. So it's very, very friendly, right? The other thing I want to add is that, yeah, it took me a year to get in front of you with this, right? It's like, and you know, I've been talking to Tristan about it and he's like, this is great. And you kept bringing up other vendors like, hey, what makes this different than Beacon? What makes this different from Blink, from this other people? Mm-hmm. And what's cool to me is that finally, when I showed you, you were like, aha, mm-hmm. like this is way more intuitive. Yeah. So like that to me was very gratifying because like we've been building this for so long and we want it to be very user-friendly. The first test I did was I actually had my 9-year-old and my 11-year-old build Instacards once we built the dashboard. And I was like, if my kids can build this, then realtors can build this, right? And then I even had my mom log in. I'm like, Mom, is this like going to work for you? She's like, that's pretty easy.
That's a better testament. I hate to do this to you realtors, but this 9 and 11-year-old are probably more tech savvy than most of you are. So you know I say that lovingly, but it's true.
Yeah, my kids were the first one that said, where's the TikTok icon, Dad?
Awesome.
All right, so let me share a screen here and show you what this thing looks like. So here we are logged into Jeff's card, and we haven't even really fully customized Jeff's card yet. But what you can see for those of you listening in is basically you're looking at the card, and then right to the right of it, you've got the information that's on the card. So as you're changing the information, real time, you could be seeing the changes on the left-hand side.
Can we go back to the dashboard first?
Yep.
So again, I want to kind of walk them, like we're not going to make any changes here, but I want you to understand what you're getting here. So for those of you that do not have this sort of a site, you need one. For those of you that already have one, but have it with a competitor, we're going to help describe what this is and what you get, because when you get to the dashboard, you have the option to edit your Instacart. You can get help. You can go get your grade on, which is a side. You know what? Go ahead and mention that though, because I think it's important for them to know what they would be getting if they did the real grader.
Well, this is what we realize people come both ways, right? Like some people will go build a digital card and then they'll start linking to their YouTube, their Facebook, and their Instagram. And we're like, wait. Before you do that, have you actually looked at your Instagram, your Facebook, and your YouTube? Are you sure you actually want to send somebody there? Because your realtor.com's blank. Your YouTube's blank. There's no welcome video. There's no banner. There's no branding. So what we did is we built an audit system so you can actually get graded on all the platforms that you're on. Because most realtors, they think they're maxed out. Like if I ask, well, I'll use an example. Gary Ashton, number one Remax team in the world, had the highest score we ever saw. Guy is a marketing master, right? But he scored an 82 out of 100. The average realtor scores a 30 out of 100. And the most common mistakes we see, inconsistent social media and a lack of branding, no cover image on Facebook, or you put a kitchen or a golf course or like some random picture up there. No consistent profile image. I mean, we all love our beautiful photo from the 70s, but like at least we could use the same photo from the 70s each time. it's like not consistent, right? Broken links, outdated information. I mean, I've clicked on websites of Zillow profiles that take me to another realtor on another realtor's Facebook in another country. Like I've seen crazy stuff, like broken links, like pictures of people.
Glamour shots, man. It's a glamour shot.
With a bow tie, like you, I mean, you name it.
That's awesome.
So we wanted to be able to grade you for free and let you know, hey, here's what you're missing. Here's what's broken. And if you need it fixed, we'll fix it for you. Because most realtors, they don't have time for it. They don't have the know-how. If they were to do this, it would take like 40 to 80 hours of their time. So we're like, you know what? We have a proven process. We know how to do it. We'll just fix it for you. And at least you're up to date. Now your Instacart can really go super leveraged, right? Like everything you're linking to is dialed in.
Love it.
That's kind of the drift. I mean, from this digital card dashboard, we also just added the ability to capture other people's contact information and store it into a database. I mean, we're just getting started. Like we only launched in 2019. So we're ramping up on our product roadmap here, but already we have over 72,000 agents using this platform, and there's going to be many more. And once you go in to edit it, you hit the edit button and check it out. It's super easy. Left-hand side, you see the digital card. Right-hand side, you update your profile information. Give this a second here to load. And not only can you update your profile information, but you can update your branding. Like, let's say you change brokerage. How much does that suck when you print cards?
Yep.
Right? You're like, you just move from one brokerage to another. It's like, oh, I got to get a whole new set of cards. Well, you just come in here and you say change brand. And boom, your digital card is updated and ready to go in a second, right? So all your information, your branding and imagery, you can put any background image in the background. You could put a local area image. You could put a local video, right? Imagine a cool video playing in the background behind your face on your digital card. Maybe you want to hide your face. You could do that too. You get all your social icons on here, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Realtor.com, Zillow.com, Rate My Agent, you name it, whatever you want to put in there. So all your links, fully customizable, fully change the order. Going back to the branding and imagery, I just want to add, you can change the color down to the pixel. Like literally every shade of blue, every shade of green, black, gray, whatever you name it, for every different component of the digital card. I mean, I'm getting complex here, but I just want to say like, you can go.
But that's valuable because for a lot of brands, they want to.
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, some people want to match, like you can have your button match the colors of your brand. You could have the text on your menu match the color of your brand, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So all of that, the links in here, the bio, what's really nice about the bio, most people think, oh, nobody reads my bio. Well, yeah, but a lot of people watch video. What if you dropped your welcome YouTube link into your bio, and now people could watch a quick 1 or 2 minute video about you when they get your digital card? That's like way more interactive, way more engaging. What about your reviews? You can have links to your Google business. So everybody's talking about Google business reviews nowadays. We make it really easy to get reviews. You'll be able to text message people the direct link to your Google business page right to the review section. I had an agent get over 80 reviews in 30 days just texting this to people. You can also, and this is what I was showing you earlier, Jeff, is one of my things that I don't like about the reviews is that you have, as an agent or as a person or as a business, you have no control over the order that your reviews are displayed, right? So what if you have a Google business page with 200 reviews, but the last review you got actually isn't the one that you'd want somebody to read? There was one like 3 months ago that was way better. What if you put your best reviews on your digital card? So when you're meeting a prospect or you're at your open house or you just met somebody at the supermarket, the first review they read on your digital card is the best review they could read about you. Like the most genuine, authentic review where you actually helped a homeowner move through a challenge in their life, right? Like that would be touching, moving. It would be like, oh, I want to work with this person, right? Same thing you can do with video, tell a story. So you can do all that. You have a fully customizable menu. Now, this is where we get like what Linktree does and what some of these other profiles do is you can have links to whatever you want. You could have a link to my listings, to my sold properties, to my open houses. You could have a link to your website, a landing page, a home valuation tool. You could have a link to I don't know, anything.
Like I said, if you own rental properties and you have it on Airbnb, you can have a link to that.
You got a certain price. Yeah, exactly. You got a luxury listing that you're trying to push right now. Put that as one of the navigation buttons for now, right to the listing page, right? All of it's customizable, fully change the order of it, hide and show anything. And then settings, you can add video, you can change the alignment, you can hide your profile picture, everything that you could imagine. I mean, anything that you imagine, anybody on this call, please tell us. Because like, that's the whole way this thing got built. Pretty much every toggle switch in here was an idea that a realtor gave us, like Jeff just gave us four before this call, and we want to implement them. So, I mean, we just want this thing to be the most robust digital card on the platform, on the world. And we're listening for what you all need.
I love it. And go on, let's go back to the, reviews for a second, if you could. Yep. Just to mention, you focused on Google, but when you look, if you're not watching this, he's got Google and Facebook business reviews, but below that there's a review settings and there's all these other options. So you can get Zillow reviews. All you got to do is toggle a little button. All of a sudden it's going to show up. There's a bunch of other options, Better Business Bureau. I mean, you can basically add anything that you want here. And again, when I'm looking at this, I'm usually looking at this from a perspective of, and you said, 9 and 11, I'm thinking like, can my 4-year-old manage through this? Because, it's just technology is foreign, especially to the real estate space, even though we're inundated with it. There's a reason why the average age of a real estate agent is in the 50s. And so it's more foreign. And this is incredibly easy. And that's one of the things that I love about this, Alex, is if you can't figure this out, you're not going to be able to figure out anything. I mean, it's really that simple. And then when you think about the fact that you can put a video, which is kind of like the overlay background. And if you can show maybe an example, I don't know if it'd be easy to go to, but go show for those that are going to watch this, show what a website looks like. Show what it looks like on a computer. Because like I said, if you're using this, I mean, this could replace your website for those of you that have.
It was crazy. Yes. And it was an agent. She comes to me and she's like, I want to get a website, but it was like $3,000 and $90 a month. And she's like, I really don't use it that much, but everybody tells me I need a website. I'm like, did you realize that your digital card is a website? Like, she's like, what do you mean? I said, open it on a desktop computer. And she opens it. She goes, I don't need anything else. This is good. This is like plenty. This is more than what she needed, right? So here it is with video. This is my card for those that can see it. It's got video in the background. And if we open it up on a desktop, let's do it right here, website view. Check this thing out. Like, this is sick. You would pay that. I mean, I would pay thousands of dollars for this probably.
That looks really, really good. I mean, for those of you not watching this, I mean, I would encourage you to go watch this episode or at least watch to this point. So you can see these tutorials on the back end, because it really, really looks good. And actually, I mean, they could go see this. You could go type this in, leave this page up. It's instacard.co.
Yeah. I'll even make it easier. If they want my digital cards, just get my instacard.com.
Okay. Right? Perfect.
But every Instacart comes with its own domain. So you have instacart.co/ whatever your name is.
Yep.
Right. You could attach a domain to it like I did, but by default, it already includes a domain.
Right. Right. But to go see what this looked like, it's kind of the point, is to see the example. Another thing that I wanted to mention here as well is, as we were talking about, obviously the look of it, because you can adjust so much of this, and it's very easy and very intuitive to do. There's the QR code feature, right? So if you mentioned that, if you're at an event, you go to that family reunion, or go to your company's event, instead of walking around with business cards, you're just pulling up this QR code, and they take a picture of it, and bam. You're connected, right?
Yep.
Or they've got your information in their phone. And then there's other feature, right? That allows you to capture when they go to yours, it's like a lead capture, correct?
Exactly. So if they scan this QR code, boom, they're going to get my digital card. Plus it's going to say, would you like to share your information with me? And once you do, all the information gets, like, I was at a huge trade show. I was sharing my card. And right here, I have all the contacts saved from all the people that I shared my card with, right? So I never lose their contact information. Now, the best part about the digital card from a standpoint of how many times have you left your house and forgot your cards, right? But how many times have you left your house and forgot your phone? Rarely. So the nice thing is this digital card lives as an icon on your phone, but it's not an app, which is even better. It's just a web application. Everybody thinks apps are the way to go. I disagree because I don't like to download apps. I mean, how many people really like to download apps? Like, do you love downloading apps? No, you just want the information. So you make it an icon on your phone, you click the share button and send it. I send my card to Jeff by text or by email or by QR code. He doesn't need an app either. He just clicks on it and it's ready to go. He has a button that says add to contacts. He hits it and shoom, all my information just saved into Jeff's phone. Like we have, this is 2023. Like when we made this, I was blown away that we were already kind of ahead of the curve. I thought we were late to the game. This is the future. I mean, the future is make it easy for everybody. Don't give people homework. Don't give them cards that they have to store or find or like take a picture of. We're also, it's an environmental hazard, but it's just also a mental hazard.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and the last piece I want to mention too is the contacts piece where I was talking about when you send somebody your card and now the card pops up on their phone, like they click the link, right? And it opens up on their phone. And then what, it's like a second or two later, it brings up a lead capture that says, let's connect, and asks them for their information. And then when it does that, now it's banking all of this on the back end that you can export into your CRM. I think you said you guys are even working on building out something that allows you to build out some follow-up. Is that correct?
Yeah. That's part of our roadmap. Yeah.
It's so good. This is damn near going to have the features of a CRM, and it's going to be kind of it's going to have that functionality, but for a fraction of the cost, because this costs $99 a year, which is between $7 and $8 a month. It's nothing, and I mean this is an absolute necessity. Versus that's using one of the free,
and that's versions. The discounted price for your audience. So that's,
I appreciate that. That's
we'll
awesome.
We'll give them a special link that they can go and get the 90.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's give them the link now, and then we'll give them the link again as we wrap up, which will be shortly. But let's give them the link now, so that way anybody who's sitting on the edge of their seat, hopefully they are saying, "Where do I go to sign up?" What is that?
We made it really easy. It's just socialgeniusinstacard.com.
socialgeniusinstacard.com. Very easy to do. It takes you straight to a web page. It says Real Grader at the top, but you'll see the item in the box or in the grocery cart. It says Instacard annual special. For our audience, it is $81 in savings. So you're getting it for $99 a year. Is that in perpetuity if they sign up?
Yes. $99 annual.
Awesome.
Now, one big bonus to this that we don't tell people about, it's like our added value, but we're telling now for your audience, is that when they sign up for this, we kind of go and find your stuff for you. So I have a team that runs through it. Like we see you sign up and now, of course, we're waiting for you to go in the dashboard and make your card amazing. But we know that many of you are distracted or like you don't want another dashboard. So we actually go and find some of your stuff for you. So we kind of pre-build a draft, at least find your photo off of the LinkedIn. We find your LinkedIn account, we add it so that you don't have to do a lot of the work. We're kind of doing the heavy lifting for you.
That's so cool. That's so awesome. And then you just go in and do the updates, and the updates are very easy to do.
Absolutely.
Dude, this is great, man. And you know, I think we're going to have to bring you back to talk about Real Grader and what that means and what that looks like to actually get your online presence graded, because you know, as all of you know, that, you know, as we move into the future of real estate, really not just real estate, just the world, you know, a lot of the things that you've done to this point in your career to be successful are going to be replaced by robots. And the one place that a robot will never replace you is through your authenticity. And that's why, you know, leaning into social and leaning into these connection tools to other humans is going to outperform robots. It's the one place that we've figured out that there's no way in hell a robot can compete with, because they're just not going to live human lives. And so having these elements, you know, these features, these platforms as a part of what you're doing in your business. I mean, this is a necessity. This is not an extra. This is a necessity. You all need to have this. And thankfully, Tristan and I stumbled, you know, I guess you found Tristan introduced us, and I'm glad we're here because I'm excited about this. And for those of you that are still wondering, okay, how do I use this on social? Oftentimes, if you're creating content consistently, you're going to be sharing, for example, every once in a while, I'll promote my Airbnb listing in Breckenridge just to try to stoke the fire and see if I can't get somebody to rent. And what I will say, especially if you're on an Instagram or a TikTok, you can't put links. You can't put links in your posts. And so, as you've all heard people say, check out my link in my bio. Well, you're not going to want to put the link to your Airbnb in your bio if you've got other things to share as well, like your real estate page, like maybe your other social platforms, your YouTube channel, whatever. And so this is a great tool, a great vehicle to be able to be that one-stop shop to list all of it. So when you hear people say link in bio, they're basically sending you to one of these platforms, which is going to send you to, so you can go down the rabbit hole, but you can go find what you need very easily. And dude, I love it, man. You guys have built the Taj Mahal of this platform, of this product. And thanks, I'm really glad that we're here.
Absolutely.
Cool. Well, let's give that website one more time. Give that website one more time.
Check out your Breckenridge thing before I go to social.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the website is socialgeniusinstacard.com. Socialgeniusinstacard.com.
That's awesome. Go check it out. And if you're listening to this before SocialCon and you're coming to SocialCon or you're streaming SocialCon, you will get to see Alex on stage. And of course, I'm sure we're going to be running obviously the same offer there. And Alex will have a table there so you can talk more about this, probably look at this, see this. This is a necessity, and I'm going to be promoting it on stage for Alex to say, everybody, before you leave this event, if there's one thing you need, it's this. This is a no-brainer.
What I'll do is, anybody going to SocialCon, you should really get your digital card before you go so that you don't meet me there and hand me a paper card. So the first person to hand me a paper card, I'm going to make sure that you get a digital card for free from me. And the first person to show me their digital card at SocialCon, I will refund you whatever you paid to get your money back.
Ah, wow.
A little challenge out there.
I hope that some of you hear this or watch this, listen to this before SocialCon. And if not, you're going to be kicking yourself. But Alex, it has been a pleasure, my friend. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll have you back for Real Grader. And obviously, we're going to be doing some other, I automatically promote this stuff on my own just because it is a necessity, because I coach on social. And so now, just by default, now you get me as an advertiser for your product. So I'm excited for that.
Me too.
Thanks, bye, brother.
Today's episode is brought to you by ZBuyer. ZBuyer offers an unparalleled home buyer and seller lead generation service. It's made by realtors for realtors. Since 2003, ZBuyer has been continually perfecting state-of-the-art lead generation pathways. And ZBuyer brings motivated home buyers and sellers to your virtual doorstep. So visit ZBuyer.com/LCA to see how ZBuyer can help you close more deals in 2023. Labcoat Agents Podcast.